News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
So the government came up with this deal whereby you could trade in an internal combustion engine car for a scrappage scheme that would go towards a new EV. And there was a bit of a question as to whether or not it would be effective in stimulating trade-ins and stimulating the sales of EVs. Well, that question has been answered. Neil Briscoe, motoring journalist with the Irish Times and CompleteCar.ie, is with us. Neil, the whole scheme is massively oversubscribed.
It certainly looks that way, yeah. I mean, the government obviously came out and said they were going to put this 10 million euro fund in place to fund a series of 5,000 euro grants for people trading in, well, scrapping, actually, cars of at least 13 years old against a new electric car. But what's happened now is a bit of confusion entered the room. Dealers were told earlier this week that actually it's not just the 5,000 euro grant that's coming out of that 10 million euro pot. It's also the existing 3,500 euro grant that comes from the SEAI. So instead of the 2,000 cars that were being promised by the minister in an interview, actually it was going to be 1,100 cars thereabouts. And now the Department of Transport has backtracked on that and gone, no, it's okay, it's going to be 2,000 cars. But even so, it looks very much like there's going to be an awful lot more people applying for this grant than are actually going to get it come July 1st.
And is it possible to break out whether or not those people who are trading in or scrapping their old cars would have done so anyway? Is there a way to show cause and effect that the scheme is actually, rather than paying people for what would have occurred regardless of the scheme, or actually incentivizing a change in behaviour?
It certainly seems to be incentivizing a change in behaviour, because the information we're getting from dealers is that they're seeing people trading in cars that these people would have actually bought under the old previous scrappage scheme, which was way back in 2010, if you can remember back that far. So there definitely seems to be, it's driving a bit of impetus. It's driving people towards EVs, and, you know, there's kind of a sense of the government is coming out and saying, well, look, this is just a pilot scheme. We're kind of looking to see if people are interested in this or not. Well, I mean, they could have just looked at history. The last two scrappage schemes were wildly successful. So this was probably always going to work, particularly with the uptick in EV sales already this year, which is massive.
So does that mean, Neil, there is a chance? Because obviously people listening will be saying, well, this is all well and good, but if they're so oversubscribed, how do I get in on some of this action? Is it likely to be expanded?
That's the likelihood. We just don't know when. The current assumption is that this scheme will be expanded in time for January, because obviously January 1st, when the new number plate kicks in, that's when we see the bulk of car sales and new car sales in Ireland every year. So it'll probably be reintroduced in time for that. But at the moment, we just don't know. Strictly speaking, this is still a pilot project.
Neil, thank you very much. Neil Briscoe, motoring journalist with the Irish Times and CompleteCar.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.